Good morning, and thanks once again for joining with us another Monday morning around the Word of God at our Bally Baptist Church daily devotional time. And thank you for taking the time to listen with us today to God's Word. It's Monday, and it's the 29th of June, the end of another month, and lockdown, and perhaps in the days that lie ahead with churches being allowed to hold services again from today. Perhaps by next Lord's Day we may be able to meet in God's house, but there will be certain restrictions we'll have to adhere to, and as an oversight we're trying to work through those at the minute and just to get things organised so that we can safely meet again in the Lord's presence in his house. But this morning I want us to turn to a passage in Mark chapter 5, and I want to read from verse 35. On the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, that is to his disciples, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? We know the Lord will bless his word. Now, for the next week or two, I want us to look at questions that's asked in the scripture in certain places. And this morning is that question that we find here in verse 38, Master, carest thou not? This question is asked twice of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospels, as we have it recorded there. It's asked here at the time of storm, and it's asked by Martha in her home in Bethany when she's preparing a meal for our Lord and his disciples. And her sister Mary is at the Lord's feet, and she says to the Lord, Lord, do you not care that Mary has left me here to do all this work myself? Lord, do you not care? Carest thou not? You see, here the disciples had been having a great time. They'd been with the Lord as he preached to the multitude. The multitude was so large that it had gathered, and that he had to get into a boat and to preach from the boat to the multitude that was gathered all around on the shores of Galilee. And he preached the word, and the disciples heard him preach. And then whenever they sent the multitude away, he took them aside and in the boat, and he sat and he talked to them and expounded more fully the things that he had said. And they had this, as it were, like a private Bible study with him. And they were really blessed as they listened to his word. And then he says, let us pass over to the other side. We're going to go across the sea. There's something needed done on the other side. You find that whenever you read on through into the next chapter, there was a man that needed to be seen to. And so they get into the boat and they cast off and they go over to the other side to make over to the other side, and there's other little boats with them. And on the way there, there's a great storm. Now our Lord, he's at the back of the boat and he's asleep. Now the disciples, they're manning the boat. These most of these men were fishermen, and they knew what it was to sail a boat. So they were working away and talking, I suppose. The one thing they weren't doing, they weren't communing with the Lord. They were talking amongst themselves because our Lord went to sleep at the back of the boat. And maybe they were discussing what they had heard, but their focus was elsewhere, I believe, at this time. And maybe just a bit like the people we thought of there back in Psalm 107 about a month ago, whenever we were looking at part of that Psalm, they lost their focus on the Savior. And so this storm arises. Storm arises, and it's a massive storm, and they're having great difficulty. These hardened fishermen think they're going to sink, that they're going to be lost in the midst of the Sea of Galilee, forgetting that the Lord was in the boat, the eternal Son of the eternal God was in the boat with them. And their faith, because of the storm, their faith is diminished to the extent that they go and they challenge the Lord. They waken him up and they say, "Lord, do you not care that we're perishing?" And he arises then and calms the storm. "Carest thou not?" You see, in the midst of the storms of life, sometimes it can seem as if the Lord doesn't care. Sometimes you might feel that things are going so bad and we're in turmoil, spiritually in turmoil, and we think the Lord no longer cares. You know, maybe there's family problems and you're struggling with them and they're on your mind day in and day out. And maybe it's to do with your work and this total uncertainty that there is at this time. Maybe this pandemic has brought into your life a new uncertainty, and you don't know which way to turn, and you're so busy trying to make plans, and you think the Lord doesn't care anymore. Maybe it's in a business, and this time has really hit your business, and you're so focused on that that the Lord in your life, as it were, is in the hinder part of it. But you know, the Lord wants to be at the forefront of your life. The Lord wants to be at the very place of decision making in your life. You see, in Psalm 55 and verse 22, it says, "Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee." He cares for you, dear brother and sister. He loves you. He loved you so much that he died to save you. That's how much he cares for you. He gave his life a ransom for you. Do you think he has deserted you in your times of trouble? No, never. The Lord cares for you. "Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." The disciples, he says to them, whenever he had calmed the storm, "How is it you have no faith?" Well, maybe that's what he's saying to you this morning. How is it you have no faith? Trust me. In the midst of all the storm that you're going through at the minute, whether it be an illness, maybe it's an illness, maybe you're waiting for tests, maybe you're going for tests and you're in turmoil, maybe there's one in your family in the midst of great sickness. Does he care? Of course he cares. "Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee." When we come to Martha now, she's a different thing. She's not in the midst of a storm, but she's in the midst of a service. You see, she's working for the Lord. The Lord and his disciples have come to their house. He has frequented that house often, because we find that in John chapter 11, it tells us there that now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And he had called in again at the house with his disciples, and Martha's making him a meal. And the Lord's sitting talking and he's teaching his disciples, and there, sitting listening at his feet, is Mary. And she's listening to the Lord, hanging on every word he says. Meanwhile, Martha's busy. Martha hasn't time to sit at the Lord's feet. She's doing something for the Lord. And she comes to the Lord and she says to the Lord, Lord, carest thou not, or dost thou not care, that my sister hath left me to serve alone? You know, sometimes we get like that in the Lord's work, don't we? We think we're the only ones that's doing anything for God. We're so caught up in what we're doing for God that we forget that there are others who are supporting us in different ways. There are those who are praying for you, dear Sunday school teacher, youth club worker. There are those who are praying for you, preachers, singers, as you go out with the gospel and with the word of God. There are those who are bearing you up before the throne of grace. But you don't see them, they're not involved the way you are, and so it's easy to think they're doing nothing. Maybe it's their money that's coming in just to support your work and to help your work along, and or to help some other mission along. And you think there's people that's doing nothing. The Lord sees their service. Martha thought Mary was doing nothing. But you know what the Lord thought? The Lord says, she's doing the best thing she could because she's waiting on my word. And you see, this is a wee lesson here, that before service, there has to be waiting. And it wasn't that the Lord didn't care that Martha was getting it tight. The Lord appreciated what Martha was doing. But he appreciated also that Mary was doing the better thing, being in his presence. Lord, carest thou not? The Lord cares. Of course he cares. You know, Frank E. Graff, an American, and he was a Methodist minister, wrote a beautiful piece, and maybe you've heard it sung before, but I'll just read it to you. It's a lovely piece. Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long, oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Saviour cares. Does Jesus care when my way is dark with a nameless dread and fear? As the daylight fades into deep night shades, does he care enough to be near? Does Jesus care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? When from my deep grief there is no relief, though my tears flow all the night long? Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? When my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks, as it ought to him, does he see? Oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Saviour cares. 1 Peter 5:7 says this, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have a Saviour who cares. We have one who cares and knows our every need. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we're not left alone to carry on, but we thank you that he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that today we might know the Lord's presence. Oh, that we might turn to him, Lord, in all our worries and cares, that we might cast our burdens upon him and let him sustain us. So, Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll be with us today, right throughout this day. May we know the presence of God and his loving care for us. Remember our families. Remember those who work today and the things that are necessary in our hospital settings as they care for the sick, as they look after them in their home. Father, in these days of pandemic, we pray, may we know the presence of a God who cares and loves his people. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love and care in our Saviour's name. Amen.